Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
The next item on the agenda is an update on our advertising contracts. We were planning on starting work on the video game console advertisement, but the client called and said that the game console won't be ready in time. So it looks like we won't be able to start on the advertising campaign as originally planned. They won't be running the ads until next year. Since this will affect our schedule for the coming months, here's a revised timeline. Take a moment and check the dates for any potential conflicts with your new assignments.
Number 71. What industry does the speaker most likely work in? Number 72. What is the speaker mainly talking about? Number 73. What are the listeners asked to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Conrad. I rent apartment 306. I'm calling to complain about the people in the apartment next to me. For a while now, they've been parking in my parking space. Yesterday I tried talking to them, but they were uncooperative. I sometimes come home late at night, and I need to know my space is available. This problem has to be fixed, and I'd like to discuss this in person. So I'll come to your office after I finish work tomorrow. Thank you.
Number 74. What is the main purpose of the message? Number 75. What does the speaker say he did yesterday? Number 76. What does the speaker plan to do tomorrow? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Good morning, everyone. As always, there are a lot of shipments to pack up and send out today, so I'll try not to take up too much of your time. Before you head out onto the warehouse floor, I'd like to introduce you to our new system for addressing employee complaints and suggestions. We really value feedback from our employees, but we've had some trouble collecting it. We know in the past, not everyone felt comfortable identifying themselves by speaking directly to management. Now, there's a box in the staff room, and every Friday afternoon, I'll write up a summary of the comments left in that box for the management team to review.
Number 77. Where do the listeners probably work? Number 78. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"Now, there's a box in the staff room."
Number 79. What will the speaker do on Fridays? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following recorded message.
Hello, and thank you for calling the office of Pineville Legal Associates. Our office is currently closed. We are undergoing renovations from June 12th to June 19th. We apologize for any possible inconvenience this closure may cause. If you require legal assistance, please send an email to our office administrator, Jordan Smith, at jsmith@pinevillelegal.com. He will redirect your inquiry to the most appropriate lawyer on our team. Have a nice day.
Number 80. What type of business recorded the message? Number 81. What does the speaker say about the office? Number 82. What are the listeners instructed to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following broadcast.
And now for our local business news. On Thursday, Broadchurch Fashions announced that its flagship store will move from Cumming Street to a larger location on River Street. The relocation has become necessary because of the store's increasing popularity since Sharon Rockford took over as president. Under Ms. Rockford's business leadership, Broadchurch Fashions, which is known for its simple designs and basic colours for men, will be launching a similar line of women's clothing next spring. And the new larger store will have plenty of space for the expanded inventory.
Number 83. What is the broadcast mainly about? Number 84. According to the speaker, who is Sharon Rockford? Number 85. What is Broadchurch Fashions planning to do next spring? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
Hello, everyone. I just wanted to brief you all on the printers that have just been set up in our department. I know many of you hoped we would be getting new computers, but that won't happen until next year. Now, the new printers have an additional level of security. They should be simple to use, though. Before you get your printouts, all you have to do is type in your password at the machine. If you have a problem, we do have technicians, but they're generally very busy. Let me know if you haven't been able to reach them after two business days.
Number 86. What kind of equipment has just been installed? Number 87. What product feature does the speaker emphasize? Number 88. Why does the speaker say,
"But they're generally very busy"?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following instructions.
Our next agenda item is about the surveys we mailed to everyone who purchased a vehicle from our dealership last year. As you'll recall, we designed the surveys to find out how satisfied our customers were with the service they received from us. The surveys were sent out a month ago, and I'm happy to report that 60% of them have already been completed and returned to us. Now, this is an incredibly high number. I'm sure this is because we promised to wash their car for free if they turned in a completed survey. So let's keep this incentive in mind next time we need to collect customer feedback.
Number 89. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 90. What did the survey gather information about? Number 91. What incentive did the company provide for returning the survey? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
All right. Now that you've learned how to provide a cost estimate for solar panel installation, let's discuss how best to communicate with potential customers. When speaking about solar energy, remember this. Most people have a limited understanding of the topic. In particular, they want to know how solar energy is harnessed by the solar panels we want to install. You'll find a chart in your folders. You'll find it useful when explaining the process to customers. Just keep in mind that you have a sales quota of 15 units per month. That's your goal.
Number 92.
Who most likely are the listeners? Number 93. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"Most people have a limited understanding of the topic"?
Number 94. According to the woman, what is the listener's goal? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and floor plan.
This is Insook Park calling. I'm one of the organizers for the technology conference. I just sent you an updated floor plan of the exhibit space. As before, we've provided you with a display case, so your newest mobile phones will be on display right in the center. We've also made the change you requested. We've added an area in the back, separated by a partition, for meeting privately with clients. We hope this works for you and wish you a productive event.
Number 95. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 96. What does the speaker say about mobile phones? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Which area was added? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and form.
Hi everyone, I'm Bo Chen, Membership Coordinator here at City Arts Museum. We really appreciate staff from all of our departments putting in the time next week to assist with our membership drive. Over half of our museum's operating budget comes from membership fees, so next week's big push is crucial to our work. For the most part, you'll be greeting people as they come in the door and asking them if they'd like to purchase a membership. If they do, they'll fill out this form. As you can see, we have four membership categories. For anyone who did this task last year, note that this year the fee for an individual membership has increased.
Number 98. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 99. What does the speaker thank the listeners for? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which amount has changed this year?